This is an
ENN
special report. Now reporting.
Peter, you look very handsome.
ENN's at 6.
When the clock struck 6, it meant one thing.
I want to go chase the squall.
Peter has nothing interesting to say.
This is Gil.
Now, from the ESPN New York News Desk, here's
Rosenbaum or whatever that guy's name is.
No wonder your show is number one.
ENN tonight, sponsored by the All-American Ford Auto Group. Shop the largest and best Ford group in the Northeast at allamericanford.net. All-American Ford has the largest selection and best prices with locations in Paramus, Hackensack, Old Bridge, and Point Pleasant, New Jersey. Also want to remind everyone, if you're looking to have a good time tonight, in Manhattan, Cypher Sounds, myself, the great Easy Mo B, Mike Nasty, will all be DJing at Chelsea Music Hall, Laura Stiles hosting.
Is Mike actually nasty?
I was waiting. Dom, my test for Michael was if he's paying attention, he's going to make fun of Mike Nasty's name.
Well, is he nasty?
I've never met him before.
Okay.
So, but I've heard he's tremendous.
Okay.
Chelsea Music Hall, it's like, it's in Chelsea Market, basically. It's a street right below Chelsea Market. Free till 11 o'clock. Just a good vibe tonight if you want to come hang out. Good evening, Michael.
What's up, All Rise?
And All Rise settled for $8.5
million. Yeah, but it's what you used yesterday, and it bothers me.
It's back to back.
Well, that's because of Judge.
Well,
yesterday, Joe Judge,
still
today,
a bad,
Aaron Judge.
Still a bad job out of you. And good evening to Don.
Look at this garbage!
He uses this constantly.
And I'd like to say this. Good evening to you both. You know the rapper Wale?
Yeah.
Well, great. He was Wale's manager. Wale did quite well.
Isn't it just Wally?
By the way, the bar in Danbury that I was trying to find?
Sure.
Pippa's.
Oh, I love Pippa's.
Yeah.
They should change it to Megan's because Pippa, no one's talking about her anymore. Let's be honest.
Very good point.
Aren't
they trying to get out of the whole royal family thing?
They did. They walked right out.
That's
Megxit.
Where's the money coming?
You know what? They put their brand Sussex Royal.
Mm-hmm.
They've already like franchised it, and they can make millions.
They're going to be. You know what, Don?
I think they're going to be. They'll eat.
You think so?
Yeah.
I heard that.
They're very tight with Oprah. She's been giving.
I heard Meghan Markle's getting a job at a. At a bank, and Harry's going to, be a bouncer. They're going to figure it out. So Russell Westbrook was honored yesterday, going back to Oklahoma City. Now, we'll ignore the fact that his Rockets just got slaughtered and Chris Paul went to town. But, guys, first of all, let's start with this. Clearly a worthy tribute video. He showed up reading a shirt that said Zero Regrets. He may want to wear a shirt this weekend that says, well, one regret, because he really got it handed to him last night. But it was nice. It was a real nice tribute. They're showing some of it right now on Yes, if you haven't seen it. On the court, he wore special edition sneakers in orange and blue, in the Thunder's color. It said, thank you, among the lettering.
Correct me if I'm wrong, Peter. Didn't he ask to be traded?
I believe that's correct.
Anybody who has to be traded from my team does not get a tribute. Sorry, you want it out.
It's a good point.
I'm not going to go with you there.
Why? I'm sorry, it bothers me.
The whole thing was over.
If he loved it so much.
But they had to blow it up.
But he made them blow it up.
Well, but what were they going to do? They'd already lost Paul George. They weren't going to be able to compete anymore. He's given you the bulk
of
his career.
They're being very competitive this year with Chris Paul. They would have been competitive with him. Competitive for a championship? Maybe not.
It's odd, right? Because I always wondered this with Ray Bourque, right? You know, the fan, he left Boston because they couldn't win a championship. So he asked to be traded, gets traded to the Avalanche. 2 years later, he wins a cup. Everybody in Boston celebrates it as if it was their cup because they loved him so much, and they had billboards up in Boston. Congratulations, Ray Bourque, and all that. But when you think about the essence of it, he knew he couldn't win there, and he wanted to leave. So, you almost have to hate your own team to congratulate the
Thunder,
the player, right?
The Thunder only 2.5 back right now.
Yeah.
Of where Houston is.
Okay. All right.
Chris Paul went for 18.
It's amazing if you think about Oklahoma City. They had Harden, Westbrook, and Durant on their team.
Legitimately, if you had them truly in their prime, in my opinion, that's the best big three you could have possibly had. I'm not saying how they would have gelled together, but in terms of talent. That's the most talented
good enough
three.
To go to a final.
Yeah. But still,
I don't think they went.
Harden wasn't there when they went on.
Harden was gone. It was just.
I think he was.
Harden
was. Okay, Harden was. I'm sorry. Harden
yeah, I'm fascinated to think about that now.
That was 2012, right? They all go to the final. So if they matured together, they definitely won a title, don't you think?
Let's see. People aren't even going to remember that happened. It's so crazy. Let's go to Russell Westbrook, what it was like to be back in OKC.
Some things you can't put into words just because I've been there for so long and so many great memories, great people. Obviously the best fans in the world because they come with it. And tonight they came with it. The organization, Sam, Mr. Bennett, you know, they do an amazing job of just making you feel home. And I feel like I was home.
I should have stayed.
Why do you have to be that guy?
Because I'm just being honest. If you but felt it, like you were home, then stay.
Why can't it was he? But he did leave, and it's nice that they did a nice thing for him, and it's nice the way he received it. I think
he received it the best way he possibly could. You're right.
Now, Kendrick Perkins had an interesting night last night. He decided to go on Twitter this same night and tell the world that in his eyes, Russell Westbrook was the best player ever on the Oklahoma City Thunder. I'm trying to find the original tweet that started it all because it ended up turning into an entire thing and back and forth. So after he proclaimed Westbrook's greatness, guess who didn't take too kindly to it?
KD.
That would be correct. Kevin Durant was not pleased with the response. They went back and forth. It ended up getting pretty ugly with KD saying things like, yeah, our starting center, Kendrick Perkins, averaged a whopping 2 and 3 during the series.
What a great clapback that was.
He said, you played hard, though, champ, LOL. Because Perkins had said, KD lost in the second round without Russ when I was there. So it kept going beyond that. Perkins said, boy, you stop. You did the weakest move in NBA history. Up on a team 3-1 in the Western Conference Finals, and then go join them the following season. Heart of a champion right there.
You know that was underlying for him to go to that.
Kevin Durant rolls back with that and says, weak is starting at center, playing real minutes with no production. Should have worked on your skills as much as I did.
Now that's a little unfair, which is what Perkins said later. Because, I mean, you're on the same team as those two guys. You're not going to be scoring. That's not your job.
Now, I'll say this. I like Perkins and Durant. Perkins and I worked together a few times last year on the ESPN Hoopstreams vehicle, and I really like him. Good dude. I got to say, though, I think it was a little bit of a violation. I do. I know he's in the media now, but if you guys remember, if you go back to last year when we were all speculating on where Kevin Durant would end up, do you guys remember that part of what made Kendrick Perkins an essential part? He's now on ESPN constantly. He was brand new last year. When he first started, part of his brand getting solidified on ESPN was that he had Durant information. He's friends with Kevin Durant. He was referring to things and giving, at least intimating, what KD might do. And it really helped him in getting started in the media at ESPN. To randomly just kind of go out there and throw shade at KD, I don't know, guys. I think it was kind of weak.
I'd have to agree with you. I don't know why he did it. Maybe he did it thinking that he was pumping up Westbrook on his big night. But he took a broadside swipe at Kevin. But he also has been quoted as saying that Kevin Durant's the best player ever.
Here's Perkins going back at Durant and defending his own record.
Listen, brother, before I got to Oklahoma City, y'all never got past the first round. Y'all couldn't get past Paul Gasol and Andrew Bynum. That's the reason that OKC traded for me, was because y'all needed that enforcer inside to go over there and make that strong push in the West. So when he shot them slugs at me, that rubbed me the wrong way.
Kendrick Perkins on other things Durant said about him.
When he attacked me about, a whopping 2 points, 3 rebounds, I sacrificed a lot for that Oklahoma City team. I went from a team with the Boston Celtics where I was getting 10 shot attempts a game because guys were passing the ball to Russell Westbrook, James Harden were taking. If we had 90 shots in the game, they were taking 75, and I was okay with that. I knew what I brought to the table.
And lastly, on his Twitter beef with KD.
First of all, I want to apologize to Russell Westbrook because that activity on Twitter took away from his moment, in my opinion. It was about Russ. That's what I wanted to make it about, Mr. Thunder himself. Secondly, I never meant to say that Russell Westbrook is an overall better basketball player than Kevin Durant. I've said it on The Jump last year. I said it on First Take when during the finals that Kevin Durant was the best player in the world. But now when you come and talk about the Thunder organization, when KD left the Thunder, that was his choice, okay? You left the door open. You left the chair there for Russ to go sit in, and he took full advantage of it.
So I understand the sort of nuance he's adding to it now, but that's not how it played on Twitter. You know, it didn't play on Twitter as like, well, because Durant left, you know, when you think about it, Westbrook's more closely associated with the Thunder. It sounded like he was better.
But think about it. You know, when you're talking about all the kid vernacular, clap that, throw shade, how dare you not say I'm the best?
Really?
I mean, it's kind of crazy, isn't it, to think? Didn't say he was the worst player, piece of garbage, all the things that would kind of rile you up. The shade he threw was you're not the best. And if anybody kind of took the moment away from Russell Westbrook, I mean, obviously Perkins was trying to pump up Westbrook on his day. It was Durant shooting back that kind of ruined it for us. Why should Perkins apologize for it? He was trying to help it along.
If someone who I was friends with, though, who I'd given information to recently, you know, about my, you know, whatever it may be, and then that person went out and decided to declare someone else was the most meaningful hip-hop radio personality in New York, and it was someone that I was friends with and that I had played with, I can see how it would be offensive. I mean, just being honest. I'm not saying it's not sensitive, but I would get it.
But the bare bones of it is you're complaining that you weren't considered the greatest. From a player that has gone on record and said,
it's also
you're the best player of all time. He was just... I do agree with Perkins when he said about, I was just talking about the significance to the organization and all that. I mean, sometimes the best doesn't always mean that you were the pure best player, that just the way it fit, he hung around. He's the last of them left, right? Harden's gone. KD's gone. He's the last of them.
And now he's gone.
You know, he was the last.
He was the last one. LeBron James has taken over the top spot in All-Star voting. He's passed Luka Doncic and Giannis Antetokounmpo. He has more than 3.3 million votes.
It is kind of unbelievable the season LeBron's having. He's 35 years old.
I got to see.
There's no slowdown.
But let's see what happens
right
in the second half of the season, and then when you get to the playoffs, because you got to admit there are some pitfalls in the Western Conference. I mean, they're not just going to go fo, right? they're gonna find themselves in some real battles, and he's gonna have to find a way to get some rest in the second half of the year. I know we hate load management, but at 35, can you expect him to play through February and March and April and May and try to win a championship at this level?
He's a maniac.
I love
26-10-8.
I love that he wants to play every day. He's not Kawhi. He wants to play every day.
But if he plays every day and doesn't have a letdown, then forget it. Then case closed. Right?
Yep.
Has he played every game?
I don't know if it's, he might have missed one.
You know, if he goes out there and plays 80 games and wins a championship and doesn't miss anything at 35, then we can't really throw back in his face, well, Jordan never missed a game.
He's amazing.
An NFL doctor has said that Carson Wentz reporting his concussion during the playoff game last week was, quote, heroic for setting the example that the NFL wants all players to follow. Let's hear from Dan Orlovsky on Get Up.
When I instantly hear that, I'm 36 years old, so I grew up in an era where we didn't really pay attention to head injuries at that point yet. And so when I initially hear it, I think to myself, I would have never done that. Matthew Stafford would have never done that, and that's soft. But I am in the process of changing the way I look at head injuries, and that's important. And I have three sons, and I hope that if my sons play football and they're in this same situation, they do have the courage, and they do have the wherewithal, and they do have the big picture view to make the decision Carson Wentz did, because I didn't make that decision in that time.
I guess it's right. It's the thing to do. It's the message you're trying to get across. It's a real change, you know. The idea of being thought of as being heroic for reporting an injury, as opposed to them sort of saying to you, really driving home, you need to not play.
And it does show you a little bit of, you know, the crack in the system. Why wasn't it thought of? The guy's on the sideline blinking. His head was driven into the turf. Nobody checked him. There was no, like, red light. Let's check this guy for concussion protocol. He had to go to people. He shouldn't be put into that situation. Where's the doctor that's not affiliated with the Eagles to say that?
Yeah, it really should be. Because you know what? This story can come out, Michael, and, yep. and they can say it's heroic. Are his teammates going to feel that way?
That's right.
I'm sorry. I know it's a crude thing to say. And I know people will get upset and go, how dare you even suggest that he shouldn't have reported it? But this is a game that's like the history of this game. Like the all-time greats, it's a badge of honor to stay in games. So he shouldn't have to make that decision. There should be someone coming to him and saying, you cannot play. Because I'm guaranteeing you there are teammates who, when they read this and go, oh, wait, really? He told them he should come out? All right.
I'm sure. You know what? You're dead right.
I know I'm right.
Yeah.
We talked about it last week. You don't think Eli ever had a day like that? Eli had days like that.
And
they weren't checking on it.
And Andrew made a great point that for half of his career, nobody checked. He wanted to play. He went out and played and probably played with a concussion. You hear Ron Jaworski say he thinks he suffered 35 concussions during the course of his career. So does that make you more of a man or just more of the medical was ignorant on the subject? Or worse, didn't care about it the way they do now?
By the way, I've been asked to give a plug, if you don't mind. The national championship game for the football
sure.
is Monday at 9.
Oh, that's right.
It will be right here.
That's right.
On 98.7 ESPN at 9 p.m. following Carlin. That's how we have to say the name of that show from now on, too. Carlin.
Yeah, that's the name of the show. It's yeah. Carlin.
Is that really true?
Yeah, Carlin.
Why the voice, though?
Because it's like Maddox.
I don't know.
Maddox. That's too old for you.
Did George Carlin have a sitcom on Fox? I think it was called Carlin.
I think it was called George.
Well, he's no longer with us, so it's Chris's time.
Carlin's time.
I like that you sound like Charlie.
That's how Charlie will record the promo.
Carlin. By the way, this portion of the K Show is...
You don't know.
Oh, yeah, sure I do. It's brought to you by Korbel. After a day on the slopes or just brunching with friends.
Have you ever skied?
Sure I have.
Really?
Korbel California Champagne has been keeping every day bright and bubbly since 1882. Celebrate responsibly.
I actually took stock the other day. I there's nothing that I do that's fun. I've never ice skated. I've never skied.
How do you not ice skate?
Because I'll tell you a story. I ice skated in sixth grade. Went on a school trip, right? And I was on the ice. I was doing okay. And my little friend, Eric Isles, mm-hmm. fell down and somebody skated over his eye.
Oh, my God.
Like a big gash. And I said, that's it. I walked off, took the skates off, and took ice, hot chocolate. I've never skated again.
But you did ice skate. Unlike your food forays. I mean, at least you did it. And that's a pretty decent reason for never skating again.
Not really.
I should be back. I'm actually thinking about doing it again.
You should.
Because my kids are taking ice skating lessons.
That's fun.
You can ice skate?
Yeah, oh, remember when we were in Dallas? The Super Bowl's in Dallas.
Looked like a dancing bear on the ice. You should have seen
it. You keep bringing up dancing bear.
You brought it up yesterday.
I'm uncomfortable. No.
There's video of it somewhere.
You called Steve.
He's the sweetest bear of a man.
I think if they look on, I don't know, we're running out of time. We've got a minute and a half.
We are.
That there's video, I think, on Facebook of me skating in Dallas.
Hey, Don, a goaltender scored last night?
That's right. Pecorine.
Let's hear what Pecorine did. Here we go.
Crawford's on his way to the bench again as the Blackhawks get it deep.
That's pretty awesome. It doesn't happen all that often. Brodeur did it in the playoffs, and I was there.
So Hextall the whole bench was cheering Gofert Pekka? Is that what they're saying?
That's right. Pekka.
Interesting.
I love a good goalie goal in hockey.
Pecorine.
Yeah, Pecorine in particular. And you mentioned earlier, Michael, Mookie Betts extends.
A really bad joke.
$27. I bet he's really happy about it.
Thought it was hilarious.
Thank you very much. Chris Bryant and the Cubs also... avoid arbitration with an $18.6 million deal to keep Chris Bryant in Chicago. And that'll do it for ENN on this Friday evening, this pre-divisional weekend in the NFL.
And the George Carlin Show on Fox was the George Carlin Show, so we're safe.
We're safe?
This is just Carlin.
Is tonight, do we have an episode of Carlin?
No, we have the Knicks coming up.
Oh, the Knicks are on right now.
Knicks Pelicans.
The Pelicans. In the words of Billy Joe, life is a series of hellos and goodbyes. But Friday's time for goodbye again. See everybody.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
That's right, man.
Don't miss Michael, Don, and Peter weekday afternoon starting at 2:55 on 98.7 ESPN in New York. Or look for us under Listen on the ESPN app.